Colts Training Camp is presented by the Indy Star and sponsored in part by Bud Light.
Hi, Colts fans. Andy Stair here again with Bob Lamey for another Training Camp Daily Update. This is brought to you by Indianapolis Star and our friends at Bud Light. Now, today was a great day in camp. It was the first day of the camp within full pads. Always fun. It gets a little chippy out there, but it's always exciting to see the players in pads for that first time.
Well, I think Chuck put it best. He said, be competitive, don't be combative. So there were no fights, but as you mentioned, a little chippy, guys pushing each other. Everybody's trying to make the roster. This is what football is. It's physical. Guys are going to get nicked up. But it was a good day. The only missing guy really was Antoine Bethea for a very good reason. He has a baby girl, and he'll be back tomorrow. And I've seen smiles on his face. I think tomorrow's going to be unbelievable. But the rest of the guys hit and did pretty good job. Andrew Luck looked good in the red zone. Griff Whalen made a couple of great catches. And T.Y. Hilton, wow. Again, we saw what he did last year. It shocked a lot of us that he was as good because we knew he was fast, but he's got great hands. He was able to get downfield for a couple of long touchdowns today in the 7-on-7 drills. He hadn't lost anything. If anything, he has taken a large step up. So look for big things from T.Y.
And that's always what they say. The biggest step in the NFL is from year one to year two.
Yes.
And a guy like T.Y. Hilton, he can be all over the field. He can be on the inside, be on the outside. He's one of those guys where you just want to get him the ball, and that's a good thing to have on this team because there's a lot of guys you just want to get him the ball, and it's a good problem to have.
Well, and he's also the punt returner. We saw how he turned around a game last year. So, yeah, he's a guy that Andrew can count on. We've talked about Kobe Fleener. He's had an exceptional camp so far. Reggie is Reggie. That's about all you can say. Learned a lot today from Ahmad Bradshaw. He's not practicing. It's going to be a couple of weeks away. But he has so much insight into the running game. He likes Vic Ballard and Donald Brown. He knows what they can do. The use of a fullback. He said with a smile on his face, it's really nice. I like that. It gives you another blocker, another offensive lineman up front. So, and Donald and Vic said the same thing today. So, that's going to be a help with a fullback, Stanley Havili, and perhaps Dan Moore as well.
Well, the biggest thing for the running game is obviously the offensive line. We got a couple of new guys in there this offseason, and Donald Thomas and Goster Cherilis. So it'll be exciting to see how they all mold together, and this is the time they do it. This is the time of the year where the offensive line starts getting their cohesion and starts becoming a unit. What have you seen out of them in the first couple of days at camp that's really kind of stuck out to you?
I've seen a couple of things, and I've heard about a couple of things. Hearing. Off the field, these guys get together. They're friends. This is a cohesive group. On the field, I'm seeing Goster Cherilis dominate at his position, right tackle. Donald Thomas today went against a couple of the Colts' best pass rushers, and he did a really good job for an inside guy. Samson Satelli, if we can keep him healthy, last year he got banged up a little bit, is a good guy at center. And Anthony Costanzo, just looking at his body, he's different. He's bigger, he's stronger, and I think one of the national magazines said one of the things they were going to watch this year was the advancement of Anthony Costanzo. I think they're going to be in for a real shock. He's advanced more than most of us thought.
Well, the weather's been absolutely perfect here from our standpoint, sitting on the sidelines watching. There's not been too hot. We're inside now. There's a threat of a little rain overnight. We'll see what happens with the weather tomorrow. Be sure to check the weather forecast. It's going to be another great day of training camp. Fans, we hope that you guys all make it out here. Colts City will be open. It'll be another exciting day, and we appreciate your help with this, Bob. And this is another wrap-up of the daily wrap-up on Colts Training Camp. I'm Andy Stair. This is Bob Lamey.